in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. For supernatural harvest in this year of supernatural, number one, sow quality seed. What are the different kinds of seed? The word of God, the seed of what? The word of God is seed, prayer and fasting is seed. So we say the journey to getting a supernatural harvest begins with sowing a quality seed, right? And we looked at the various kinds of seed, seeding for the harvest. And we said the word of God is the ultimate seed, the greatest seed, and all other seeds depend on this one to produce. We also looked at prayers and fasting as a form of spiritual seed, right, that you sow. Please pray plenty, pray a lot. This is why you see that all over in the body of Christ, January is usually when most people do most of the praying and fasting. And in a sense it is good, because they are sowing seed for the year. Most people don't pray and fast in other months like they do in January. Believers, am I lying? So you are sowing seed, because the way you handle January determines how the whole year will turn out, the success or failure of the year. Then we looked at the seed, financial seed, sowing of financial seed, money and material resources, especially when we want money harvest, financial harvest, harvest of favor. You sow seed of your finances. Then we also say words are seed, the words you are speaking. So speak right and you reap according to what you sow. Words of faith, words of affirmation. We also saw that knowledge is seed for change. Another form of seed is service. Kingdom service is seed. As you are serving in the house of God faithfully, you are sowing a seed. And God says he's going to reward you with a mighty harvest. Deeds, actions are seed. Whatsoever good thing a man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord. Deeds are seed, actions. Love is seed. You show love, you reap harvest. Kindness is a seed. Mercy is a seed. Blessed are the merciful, they shall obtain mercy. Meekness is seed. Goodness is seed. Character, integrity, they are all what? Seed. Please sow the right seed. Then the second one was the second requirement for a good harvest. You sow that seed into good quality soil. Okay, the soil has to be well prepared, well plowed, well cultivated. Break ye the fallow ground, don't sow among thorns. And we say the soil or the ground also represent your heart, the condition, the state of your heart. You must have a good heart. Am I communicating? Good attitude of your heart is very important. Heart of love, heart of humility, meekness. You plow in the place of prayer. You break up the fallow ground by seeking the Lord. You prepare your heart to receive the seed. Then number three, you need a system of watering the seed. That watering system can come through rain, can come through river, well water, anywhere you see water. Glory to God. Zechariah 10:1 is the ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. You need rain so that the seed will not die that you have sown into the ground. It needs to be watered. And through prayer, we release the rain of the Spirit. We release the waters of the Spirit. You water your seed by praying in tongues, by engaging in prayer, intercession. You water your seed by what? Constant what? Declaration of God's word, faith proclamation. So after sowing your seed, you keep declaring words. You pray in tongues, you declare words, you prophesy, you release prophetic words, you make your confessions of faith, and then you water your seed by what? Praising God, worshiping God. Make decrees. There has to be a watering system. Now, number four, the fourth requirement for supernatural harvest, which we will look at today, is a system of weeding. Weeding. W-E-E-D-I-N-G. What is weeding? What are weeds? Do we have agriculture students? Matthew 13:7. Give me Matthew 13:7. Weeds. What are weeds? Unwanted plant or crop. Any plant that grew on your farmland that you did not plant and you did not want is called a weed. Okay? So you must have a system of weeding the unwanted crops, unwanted plants. If you want to reap your supernatural harvest, a system of weeding. And some fell in the parable of the sower. I say when the sower sowed, some fell among thorns. What are thorns? They are weeds, right? So you must have a system of dealing with what? The thorns. And the thorns sprung up and choked them. If you don't, look up, if you don't remove the weeds, remove the thorns, what will they do? They will choke the seed that has germinated, that you planted. And it may make it unfruitful to affect your harvest. So you must deal with those thorns. Give me verse 23. That's in Matthew 13:23. What does it say? 23. Matthew 13:23. It says, but he that received the seed into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it. Okay, this one is under condition of your heart, a heart of understanding. Then read on, next verse 24. Another parable we put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto man which sow good seed in his field. Which kind of seed did he sow? Good seed. Good seed. Then verse 24. But while men slept, they went on spiritual vacation or holiday. They stopped praying, they stopped watching and praying. His enemy came. Who is his enemy? Who is the enemy? Talk to me. His enemy came and sowed tares. Stones and tares, they are all weeds, unwanted plants. He didn't sow them. The enemy came and sowed among the weeds and went his way. Satan specializes in sowing tares into people's life, bringing up the thorns to destroy their harvest. But you must deal with it ruthlessly. Next verse. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. Can you see? Every task in your life, we'll deal with it tonight. Give me Mark chapter 4, verse 7. Mark chapter 4, verse 7. It says, the parable of the sower. Some fell among thorns. You know, we say thorns are what? Weeds. To get your supernatural harvest, one of the requirements, you must have a system of eradicating weeds, right? Removing the weeds, get rid of them. The thorns, the tares must be dealt with. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. And it yielded what? No harvest. Why didn't it yield harvest, that seed that was sown? Because of the thorns that grew with it. So can you see that you must have a system of what? Eradicating, eliminating weeds to reap your harvest. Then give me verse 18 and 19. That's in Mark 4. Verse 18 and 19. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. Now, let's see the meaning of these thorns in the parable of the sower. Verse 19. These are they that hear the word. And the cares of this world. These are the weeds. So these are, listen carefully, these are the thorns that is making you not to yield your harvest, that is making that seed not to produce. He said the cares of this world, worries, anxiety, what shall we drink, where we shall be created, cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches. You know, there are some people, God bless them with small million, they stop praying. Why should we pray again? Our money can meet all our need. Their money has become their God. He said the deceitfulness of riches. God wants you to have money, but he doesn't want money to have you. God doesn't want money to take his place, to displace him in your heart. Love God with your heart. Your faith and trust will be in God. Don't love money. Don't put your faith, your trust and confidence in money. Money is a tool for you to fulfill purpose, your life assignment, and to fulfill God's will, to advance his kingdom, to be a blessing. You are not to worship it. You are not to love it. You are not to put your faith in it. Am I communicating? But some people that have been deceived by money, he said, the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things entering in choke the word. So this is the meaning of the thorns. You have to deal with them. When you begin to choose movie over coming to the house of God, over the things of God, then you know that the thorns are already entering. The lust of other things entering in choke the word. It becometh unfruitful. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. See, if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, what are they? Lust of the flesh. Deal with it. Mortify the desires of the flesh. Deaden the transactions of the flesh. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Deal with them if you want your harvest. Am I communicating? The cares of this world. Oh, my work, no, my work is why I cannot serve God well. So you are no longer even coming to church, even on Sunday. You say, you know, this is our work. We don't usually have time. Even Sunday we work. The cares of this world. The cares of this world. Don't become too busy for God. Any work that is not giving you enough time and opportunity to serve God well, I'm telling you, forget about that work. Believe God for a better work. And come and meet me, I'll pray for you. God will give you another one. That's the truth. It's a trap. Because Satan will allow you. You will think everything is fine. They give you official car, official house, everything, but you don't have time for God again. Prayer, you are not there. Sunday service for where? Glory service for where? Today you are in China. Tomorrow you are in US. See, you are doing business trip. Don't worry, the day Satan will strike, you may even die inside plane crash. You will be surprised. Any work that pushes you away from God is not a good job. How can you be? You say you are working, doing sales girl in a beer parlor. They are touching you, touching everywhere. They are not supposed to touch. Say, na condition make crayfish burn. Leave that job. Leave that job. You are working in a hotel. Alaji, they are always disturbing you. They want to sleep with you. They are don't collect their money. Some of those money, they are just money. Leave that work. Leave that work. Men are disturbing me too much. Men are disturbing me too much. Leave the work. Before somebody go rape you, leave the work. Come and meet me. I'll pray. God will give you a better work. The one you will have time to serve God well. Am I communicating? Deal with the cares of this world. These are the weeds that is making people's life to be unfruitful. They are seed to not to produce the needed harvest. Am I communicating? Some of you guys, your eye know they see anything on skirt. You see that like this, the moment in the past, your eye like touch. Hi! You need deliverance. The cares of what? This world. Lost of the only you. You sit down. 12 midnight. Innocent people are sleeping. Spiritual people are praying, keeping night watching. You are browsing pornography. And then later you will now sleep and see naked women with big breasts. Bum bum. Pressing you, sitting on you. Even having sex. Why won't they? You have opened up demons. You open yourself up to demons. And say, Papa, I need deliverance. Yes, you need. We'll start by knocking your head to give you wisdom. Am I communicating? Deal with the cares of this world. Deal with them. Praise God. Deal ruthlessly with anything called sin in your life. How can you, as a lady, how can you? You are living with a guy that is not, you are not married to, your boyfriend, una dey stay the same house, cohabitation, and you say you are fasting. I beg, go chop food first. After chopping food, come, because you are already provoking God. You are husband and wife, enjoy husband and wife benefit. In the morning, you tie wrapper, you enter kitchen, you are cooking for you, you sweep the ground. You understand? Are you not a mumu? Are you not a fool? He has not paid your bride price. And then later, you are saying, when will you go and pay my bride? He no go pay. He don't already enjoy. Now you go lose. Am I communicating? Anytime, see, let me tell you something. Anytime a guy sleeps with you, your value reduces before him by more than 70%. You have depreciated in value before him. Keep yourself. You understand? And any guy that is dating you that cannot hold body, if he ain't there like Buzuru, then forget about him. Because if he doesn't have self-control before he marries you, he's dating you, he's saying, if you don't give me, I go chop somewhere. Okay. He's only telling you that by the time he marries you, he will also be committing adultery. That's what he's saying, no? That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the truth. Because he lacks self-control. If you really love me, prove it. Where is it written that having sex with somebody you are married to is a proof of love? It's only Z World, Telemundo, and all these soap opera that have confused people's heads. is a lie. Sex is not a proof of love. If sex is a proof of love, then all the prostitutes that men have slept with, that means they love all of them. That's the truth. The fact that a man sleeps with you doesn't mean he loves you. Because some men go and patronize prostitutes, but they don't love the prostitute. Sex is like food to men. Oh, you eat when you are hungry, not because you like the person that served you the food. But you see, ladies are looking for love, and they think that by giving him sex, they will get the love. They don't understand how this thing works. The one that likes sex, he will sleep with prostitutes, sleep with any woman outside. But it doesn't mean he loves them, really. Am I communicating? Differentiate love from lust. Lust. Is somebody getting wisdom? Differentiate what? Love from lust. Don't live with a man you are not married with. As a man, don't camp one girlfriend in your house that you are not married to. Do you know research have shown that among Christian brethren, this issue of falling into the sin of temptation, fornication. Do you know that research shows that you can reduce the chance of having sex, two Christians cutting each other or in relationships. Chance of committing fornication is reduced to zero if two of you are not found in the same room alone. That's the truth. How will it ever happen? If two of you are dating, the only time you meet, either you meet outside on out, you went on outing, or you meet in church. Will you come and be fornicating inside church? You understand? You meet either outside or in church. How can you commit fornication? Most of it happens when you visit each other alone. Only two of you day house. You say you are doing Bible study. 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Bible study, before you know, body chemistry. As he touch, there is a spark, electricity. From body chemistry, it will become physics. From physics, biology. You have removed each other's clothes. Say, my body, they do me somehow. What were you doing together inside the same room? What were you expecting? Say, it was only kiss. Kissing was never meant to end as kissing. Why will you start waiting fire away no fi quench? If you must kiss, I've told you, if you are dating a Christian sitter, kiss where? This is the only kind of kissing allowed. Not this one, no. The lips are part of sex organs. Yes! You kiss here or here. May no near here, oh. Not even neck. Not allowed. You wait until you are licensed to practice. When you say yes, I do, and they give you marriage certificate. Am I communicating? Well, that's now so it starts, oh. From body chemistry to all the bulb, don't they spark light? Physics. From physics to biology. They are now doing the do. Before you know, pregnancy. Yes. Even Noam. Mathematics. You start calculating. What will you do now? Pregnancy don't enter. Is it abortion? Yeah, we tell pastor, they don't go marry also. Hey, if I give now we husband don't scarce, my chance go reduce. Now start calculate mathematics, economics, all we enter. You now go and commit another offense, murder. You go remove them, abortion. Deal with the weeds, rise to your feet. Deal with what? The weeds. If you want harvest this year. Are you getting me? Because I don't want you to miss out of your harvest. Deal with what? The weeds. the cares of this world. Give me an amplified. Give me that scripture in amplified. Deceitfulness of riches. Lust of other things. Look at this. Then the cares and anxieties. All those mundane things, you know, that makes people to be worried. The Bible says, cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. The whole of your worries, all your anxieties, all your fears, cast it on Jesus. Allow him to worry your worry for you. Allow him to fear your fear for you. Allow him to be anxious with your anxiety. And don't go and carry it back. Because some people cast it and carry it back, they continue worry. No, worry does not change anything. Cast it upon the Lord. Jesus said, don't worry about what to eat, what to drink. Hey, yeah, Maggie, don't finish. Rice, don't finish. Palm oil, don't finish. Granite oil, don't finish. Semo, don't. Everything, don't finish. You now sit down. You are worrying. You have become a warrior. Will your worry solve the problem? He says, don't worry about what to eat. What to stop looking at your account balance. Am I communicating? He says, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. You have a responsible heavenly Father. One of the responsibilities of a father is provision. He provides for the family. Are you a member of God's family? Yeah. Is God really, really your father? Yeah. So why are you worried? Now you go carry the load for your head. Allow your heavenly Father meet your needs. Your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek first the kingdom. Follow the kingdom order. Then all these other things shall be added. So you don't need to worry. Worries about your academics. Worries about that course you wrote. After you came out of exam hall, you realize, you now check your note. Oh boy, I don't yarn or pattern. I don't move post. Don't worry. Blast in tongues and allow the angels handle your error. They will clean up your mess up. Am I communicating? Hey, oh boy. So some of you are coming out of exam. Oh boy, it don't be. Now carry over with that. You are so destabilized, you can't even read for the next paper. You are mourning the last one because in your mind you don't feel. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is it. You shall have whatsoever. What you believe, you become. The cares and anxieties of the world, the distractions of this age, especially youth, so much distractions. Hey! So many things distracting people from God, from the things of God. Am I coming from focusing on the things of the spirit? The distractions are so much. In Brazil, football is a religion. In fact, a lot of Argentina, all these Southern American country, football is like a religion to them. Go to England, youth, they don't go to church again on Sunday morning. They are in the football field. Say their team is playing. The distractions of this age. Look at movie. Look at DSTV. Making money every day. Making billions and trillions of dollars. Entertaining. You know, some people, they sit in front of TV morning till evening. Watching movie. African Magic. If African Magic alone has how many channels? So many. Africa Magic, Africa this one, Africa that one, Africa, all manner. So many distractions. Look at social media. The average Nigerian spend 4 to 6 hours on social media every day. Distractions, so many. These are the weeds you must deal ruthlessly with. They break your focus. The pleasure and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches. And the craving and passionate desire for other things creeping and what? Choke and suffocate the world. It becomes fruitless. No harvest. Tell your neighbor, not me. I receive grace. Now. to deal ruthlessly with all these forms of thorns and weeds, all these tares, all these weeds in form of thorns, in form of tares. I receive grace to live above them. The Bible says, where sin abound, grace did much more abound. Grace is greater than sin. I want you to receive grace. Lift up your voice. Every form of weed, in form of thorns, in form of tares, planted by the enemy from in my life, that will prevent me from reaping my supernatural harvest, I deal with it in the name of Jesus.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Satlong King or to partner with us, please visit www.hmionline.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 006-530-2610 or 0703-699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.